You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Personal Finance Monday time, and we're taking a look at taking up life cover to protect your family. I'm joined on the line by Matthew Green, who's Product Development Manager at FNB Insure, to try and unpack this and try and understand the benefits of doing this. Good evening, Matthew. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the life cover component and protecting your family. When we look at protecting our families, more often than not, we think about putting in place investment portfolios and other sorts of structures. But what should we be looking at from this perspective?
So when it comes to life insurance, you really are protecting against unexpected events, things like death, disability, illness within your family. And what insurance helps you to do is make sure that you have enough funds to protect your family in these events, of these unfortunate events, because it can leave your family with quite a substantial financial shortfall should something happen to you as a breadwinner or just anybody within your family.
So Matthew, when we look to protecting the family, obviously there's, before you can take out a relevant policy or decide on what policy amount suits you best, there's some considerations you need to look at. What are those considerations and where do we start?
So look, when you're trying to determine how much life cover you need and sort of what kind of cover you want, it really is about your financial needs. So you need to unpack how much cover you need, and usually that's where you need a financial advisor. And when coming towards life insurance, the types of things that can affect your price are things like your age, your gender, whether you smoke, and those types of things.
And when we look at the types of life cover, or the types of things that you want the life cover to cover, where do we sort of draw the line between what is then covered by your investments or what will then be covered by things like credit protection policies, and what should be the focus of this life cover?
So the focus of your life cover, you can almost think of it as building blocks. So you'd start off with, you want to settle all your major outstanding debts. So your life insurance can cover your major debts, things like your home loan debts, vehicle financing, anything like that, right? So you want to first make sure that's covered. Then any other costs that may be there should you pass away, things like estate duty taxes and other fees that may be applicable should you pass away. And then you start moving upwards, right? Then you get towards making sure that your family's protected. If you've got children, you need enough funds to cover things like education costs, medical aid, and so on. When looking at the difference between risk cover and investments, it's difficult to save up enough money to pay for all of those costs that may come in future. So as an example, if let's say you've just had a new child and you want to make sure your child has enough education costs, it's unlikely that by the time your child is born, you've saved enough money to pay for all their future education costs. So that's where risk cover comes in, contrasted to investments. So that if let's say you should pass away or become disabled and you haven't saved up enough money, you do have that life insurance that can cover the shortfall between what you've saved up for and what you actually need to provide for your family.
Matthew, you bring up such an important part about the changes that kind of happen within the life space. How do you make adjustments to your life cover? Let's say, for example, you take your life cover out when you are single, you don't have any dependents, and then suddenly you find yourself married with a child on the way or having had a child. How do you then make those adjustments to say, is this cover enough now that my family condition has changed?
Yeah, so what you can do is, with most insurance companies, you can obviously phone in or contact your financial advisor and they will assist you with getting increased cover. What is important is that you do have a financial advisor or someone that can assist you with making sure that you do have enough cover, because when these life-changing events do happen, you want to make sure that you have the right amounts of cover. And that's why, you know, us as FNB, we have a cover calculator on our FNB app that also just assists you with getting an estimate as to how much cover you do need. So you can also just use that to understand how much cover you need, and then you can contact your insurer to get that cover. What is also important is getting that cover earlier, because the younger you are, the cheaper the life insurance becomes.
The younger you are, the cheaper the life insurance becomes. Matthew, if I haven't made that provision up to now and I've had a conversation with my financial advisor, is it too late to start at a time where you're sort of approaching retirement or you've been employed for a certain amount of time? Is there sort of a threshold where the life cover component might not necessarily grow as much as it should, or might not meet the needs that you're looking to cover for if you know that you're not going to be employed for much longer?
So what life cover, because it's the kind of thing that it's a type of benefit that doesn't necessarily expire. So it will always exist as long as you keep paying the premium. Covers usually whole of life. As you get older, though, it does become more and more expensive. So it does become a challenge around making sure that you may not necessarily be able to get enough cover, but having cover is always better than not having cover. Because even as you get older, your needs do change. You may have settled your debts. You start moving into retirement, but you likely still have estate costs and you need a liquidity within your estate to settle those estate fees. And that's where life cover is still important and is important to get it from your provider.
Matthew, some of the other countries have this sort of facility or this feature or this ability to take out a loan against your life policy. Is that something South Africans can do?
No, unfortunately, it's not something offered widely within our market. So it's not something that you can do here. I think it is just how our market is structured that you can't actually have that.
That's very interesting. That's not to say that you can't have a life cover nonetheless and that you shouldn't have life cover. Regardless of that, you should definitely have the conversation with your financial advisor, see which life cover policy is best suited for you and your needs, and see how you can make the most of it. The earlier, the better. Thanks so much, Matthew, for those insights. We'll leave it at that. Matthew is the product development manager at F&B Insure, joining me to reflect on life cover or the life policy as a tool to help you in the future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.